be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
I believe this is the most challenging market environment to retire into that we've ever faced. Certainly since 1900. I guess you could argue, you know, if you retired in the late 20s, knowing what eventually happened might have been more challenging. But it's extremely, certainly since World War II, this is the most challenging environment. Why is that? What are the four major things you need to be addressing? I believe you can have a successful financial plan as you retire today. But remember, a financial plan is comprehensive. It's not just about how do you invest your money. That's an investment plan. That's merely one piece of a financial plan. A financial plan looks at what's the greatest, how do you achieve the outcome you desire? What gives you the greatest likelihood to meet your goals? What are the major risks to those outcomes that you desire? And how do you create a plan to mitigate those risks? So these four things must be addressed. One, financial market exposure, especially in the stock market. You know, we're in the longest bull market run in history. That doesn't mean it's going to end next month or next quarter or even next year. Bull markets do not die of old age. They die because of fundamental issues. However, it's naive to think we won't at some point, certainly in the next 4 or 5 years, more than likely, and probably sooner, see a bear market. How long has it been since you assessed the actual risk in your portfolio and your exposure to those risks, especially in the stock market, both here and internationally? So reassessing the risk in your portfolio and making sure that that's acceptable and that you can afford that kind of risk as you get closer to or into retirement. Number two, the danger of shrinking income. We're in a very low interest rate environment. This may be the single biggest challenge today, is this low interest rate environment. It makes traditional fixed rate alternate things like traditional bonds very, very dangerous if you overexpose yourself to those asset classes. So looking at alternatives to traditional bonds to protect money but provide good income in the longer term in what's going to be a very challenging bond market. Number three, political turmoil. The first part of this show, we talked about a third of graduating college students believe socialism could be a good thing. We have tremendous political turmoil that could roil markets. Now, don't overreact to that. Markets are friendly to a divided government, where one branch, you know, one party has the presidency, another party has at least one of the houses of Congress. But there is a lot of political uncertainty in the 2020 elections. There's a lot of progressive types of tax policy and proposals coming from many in the Democratic Party. Higher taxes, lower stock prices, and an economic slowdown are increasingly weighty in the world of retirement planning. So you have to be aware of how things are evolving with policy changes. And then number four, how are you going to handle things with your kids? You know, we talk about this some on this show, but how you leave money to your kids and how you have conversations with your kids about money. And I know a lot of you may be thinking, well, it's not a big goal of mine to leave a lot of money to your kids, but you also don't want to run out of money and you don't know when you're going to die. So, and people are living longer and longer lives. You've got to be prepared to have money last until maybe 95 years old or even later. So, how have you raised your kids and what types of conversations have you had with them? Because you don't want to ruin their lives or your grandkids' lives because they don't know how to handle money and have a proper relationship between money and life. So in a good financial plan, there's many, many more things, but these four things in this market environment have got to be addressed.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.